أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليكم and welcome dear mourners, dear commemorators of the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein عليه السلام, the master of martyrs. Welcome dear Husseinis to SOQ's Muharram 2023 programs going live from the holy city of Qom with technical assistance provided by Islamic Pulse Studios. Our sincere and humble condolences to all of you as well to all of humanity upon the martyrdom anniversary of Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And our condolences to you all upon the martyrdom anniversary of not only Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but his beautiful family members and his most faithful companions. Tonight is the eighth night and unfortunately the last night where SOQ is going to have a program in these first 10 days of the holy month of Muharram. Tonight we very humbly commemorate Abbas ibn Ali, Hazrat Abbas, the flag bearer of the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Even though that army was a small army, nonetheless, Abbas ibn Ali was the greatest standard bearer to ever have been seen by history, only matched by another standard bearer, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. My last quote from these eight programs that we had, it is again from Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He talks about this story of Karbala. He talks about the history of Karbala. And he says something very interesting at the end that I want to bring the attention of all of you tonight. So Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says, you have heard over and over again about how the enemies have tried to erase Karbala. You have heard how they did not want Karbala to be. You have heard how the enemies did not want any such land, such as the land of Karbala, to remain. The enemies did not want the holy site of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's martyrdom to remain upon the earth. And you know how the enemies did not want anyone to remember the shuhada, to remember the martyrs. But these people, they still exist in the present day. There are still people in the present day who want the event of Karbala, who want Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and who want the shuhada to be erased from the memories of eternity. But if we step up to the plate, and of course with the grace and the blessings of the Almighty Allah, the memory of the shuhada can never be erased. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Before we continue, we would of course like to thank the students of Qom organization for organizing and managing these eight programs in this Muharram 2023 program that we had, mashallah. We also want to thank our media team for putting forth their efforts, as well as Islamic Pulse Studios, who helped us to go live in Muharram 2023. We would like to thank our Tabarruk team and our Sharbat team, who every single night provided us with delicious sharbat and tabarruk, as well as the food distribution team on both the men's side and the women's side. Of course, we want to also thank all of our volunteers, all of the donors and the sponsors, because our programs are truly solely based upon these donations. May Allah bless you. We want to thank all of our participants throughout these 8 programs that we had. Of course, our Quran reciters, our Ziyarat Ashura reciters, our poetry reciters, as well as all of our speakers. We want to thank all of our online viewers, mashallah. We had a very good response online. And of course, we want to thank all of you live guests who joined us in these 8 programs in Muharram 2023. Of course, we pray that the Almighty Allah allows us to continue this commemoration of the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam until the end of our lives, and then continue it in our generations to come. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.